Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. What does it really take for ambitious moms to lead, earn, and thrive without sacrificing themselves in the process? In today's episode, I'm joined by Kiara Cureton, executive career and wealth coach and founder of Anchor Co. Kiara helps women break through career ceilings, build confidence, and create financial freedom while redefining what leadership looks like for working mothers. In today's episode, we dive into how visibility shapes success, the mindset shifts that move women from playing small to taking up space, and why confidence, not perfection, is the foundation of growth. Let's dive in.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us again on the podcast. I am super excited to introduce you to my guest, Kiara Cureton. Kiara, how are you today?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. How are you, Tori?
I am fantastic. I always love our green room conversations because I feel like it's like the warm up behind the stage. And then we get out on the stage and we're like, bam.
Yes. And we make it happen. Let's do it.
Bring in the energy, right?
Yes.
Well, let's start off because I want you to introduce yourself, obviously, but I want you to tell the listeners what inspired you to create your company, Anchor Co., and specifically how and why you wanted to help these ambitious moms. So tell us a little bit about you.
I would love to. So I'm Kiara Cureton. I'm a vice president of operations in healthcare. And I started Anchor Co. because I was in a consulting career a couple of years ago, and I was just getting ready for promotion right before 2020 happened. And then we found out we were pregnant, and I was so ecstatic. I've always wanted to be a mother. But then a little part of me was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Because back then we were doing traditional consulting, which was traveling Monday through Thursday, living out of hotels. And that is not the type of mother that I wanted to show up as. And so I felt really conflicted between, you know, career growth or wanting to be the mother as I always thought I'd be. And I had career mentors, I had a financial advisor, but I didn't feel like there was anyone that was looking at both sides of this equation holistically, now intervening motherhood in the middle of all of this. And so I created a resource that I felt like didn't exist. And I just knew that there were certain moments where after I had my son, I was staying really small. I was staying stuck because of all of the stories that were told, right? Like, oh, when you have your child, like, you know, your energy and your time and effort goes to your family, kind of like forget about yourself, whether that's from a healthcare perspective, career, entrepreneurial perspective, and kind of just give. And so I created a space where I want to help, ambitious mothers kind of break through that middle management ceiling. They know they've still got that power and that ambition, but they're just not sure kind of how to show up and step into their first, you know, executive leadership role. And I weave in wealth building there as well too, because I feel very strongly, despite your situation, I feel like women should feel comfortable with money, talking about money, and understand how it works. So,
yeah. I mean, I love that it's not only one piece. Like if you just focused on one piece of that, it'd be amazing. But the fact that you intertwined all of it, right? Like how to stop playing small and how to understand your worth and your value as a mom, as a working mom. And on top of that, the wealth side of it, like You don't have to just be a mom that just makes like a little bit of money on the side, right, just for playing. Right. Like you can
be that breadwinner. Okay.
Yeah. You can be a boss. Like, yes, you know what I mean? And I, yes, love that because I feel like so many women are either conditioned or like hear it or whatever. And they think that, right. But it's almost like we've got to like get the megaphone out and be like, listen, ladies, like, sky's the limit for you, and don't think small because we can do it all.
Right. Right. And I tell people this all the time. I'm like, I truly believe you can do it all. Now you may not be able to do it all at the same time, depending on the resources you have. But just don't stuff your desires, your wants or anything. But yeah, I'm helping women rewrite that narrative because you're absolutely right. We were conditioned, again, like I was mentioning, to say like, oh, I have the child now. So it's all about the, yeah, child. But I always tell my clients, I'm like, look, the happier you are, the more fulfilled you are, the more you're able to pour into your children, your family, 100%. Your business, all of that.
So. 100%. Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, I don't know if it's like a generational thing because it's like, I know my mom, you know, she was focused on being the stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's probably a question I should ask her. Like,
yeah, did you do it? And I want to know the answer too.
Because, you know, she's amazing. My mom did it all. Like, she was a stay-at-home mom. She took us to sport. She took us to school. And then, you know, when we got a little bit older, she went back into the workforce. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I wonder if it's that generational thing where it's like, you know, like me, it was never a question. Like, I knew that I wanted to be a mom. And then I also knew I wanted to have a career. And so it was like that internal struggle when you first, yeah, have kids. It's like, is it okay? Like, is that all right?
Right.
But, and then it's like thinking about like future generations, like our children, are they even going to have that question? Because it's like,
right,
we're almost breaking that mold from, yes, generation to generation, that it's okay for women to be ambitious. And, you know, it's okay for us to be mothers at the same time because we can, you know, be wonderful, caring, nurturing mothers while still being a boss at work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's truly case by case. And that's kind of where I start in my coaching is let's understand that career story. Let's understand your money story. Because for my story, like I was raised by a single mom who I saw, mm-hmm, also do it all. Right. But I think, yeah, like your do it all, my do it all might have looked different when we were younger. Right. So,
yeah,
for me, I kind of was raised in like, I can't, not saying that you were, but like it was never verbally said to me, but it's like, don't depend on anyone. Like, cause I saw my mom do it all, to your point, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. So, yeah. And I definitely know for sure that we are breaking some ceilings and some barriers. We have a long way to go. We're not quite there yet, but we're making a lot better strides to get there. And I, yeah, hope that by the time, I mean, I have a son now, but you know, that if I ever have a daughter or nieces, that it's not a question, you know, it's like, yeah, it's okay. So,
yeah. So what lessons from your like corporate leadership background did you bring into your own business to help you better coach, better advise these women that you're working with? Like what experiences from your own life did you bring into your business?
Yeah. So when I think about my own career journey, I will definitely say visibility has been the common thread that kind of connects everything. So whether it was, you know, being in the hospital boardroom full of like healthcare executives, or now as I'm speaking to a room full of ambitious moms who are building their career, visibility has always been that difference between, you know, staying stuck or getting to that next goal or that next level. So mm-hmm. in my healthcare career, that looked like using my voice in spaces that, trust me, I was typically the youngest, a woman of color in the rooms, and there were like physician executives and CEOs and all of that. But, you know, I wasn't loud with it. I was strategic with it. And yeah. then in my entrepreneurship, you know, it's not just about being seen internally. It's about showing up publicly, right? Mm. Like all yeah. about being entrepreneurship is like putting yourself out there through thought leadership, you know, sharing your story in a way that connects with your audience from people across the globe that you've never met who may or may not have an opinion about you. Yeah. So that I would say like that corporate side really helped me to craft what that looks like in my business.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about the confidence side of it. Cause I think, you know, for me, obviously I have visibility is my, you know, jam. And one of the pieces of visibility is competence. And so it's so integral to your visibility journey and your visibility strategy. So how do you intertwine or coach on competence with these women?
Yeah, honestly, it takes time. And I'm not a therapist, and I say this all the time, but I truly like to understand someone's origin, someone's childhood, someone's upbringing, because a lot of those times, those things show up in our adult life. And kind of to what I mentioned earlier, you know, I was the youngest in a lot of these meetings by far. And I've had plenty of moments where I've questioned, you know, do I belong here? Sometimes I even try to get out of meetings sometimes. And people are like, no, you are running the project. Like, you have to be there. But what helped me in all these situations and what I instill in my clients is preparation, right? So whether that's us doing mock interviews where I'm like giving it back to them and asking tough questions, you know, I came into the room, and this works on both sides in my corporate career as well as entrepreneurship, but knowing my numbers, knowing the data, anticipating or thinking about what are the questions that they're likely going to ask me. And honestly, just standing in that confidence that I know my stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so whether, again, it's delivering like a keynote now or coaching a client, I carry that same presence and energy and try to help, you know, my client do the same. And again, it takes time. It takes time. Give yourself grace, because there's lots of factors that are telling you can't do it. But I truly believe that visibility means that you don't shrink when the opportunity comes. You own that, and you own that space.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I mean, the preparation side is something that I don't think people really think about or talk about, but you have to be prepared. Like you said, you have to know your numbers. You have to show up with confidence, and preparation builds confidence. But the other side of it is just doing it, right? Like, sometimes you have to step in with fear or step in with hesitation, because the more you step in, the easier it gets. And that's one of the things I always preach, like, you know, done is better than perfect, or, you know, stepping in with nerves is better than not even stepping in or stepping up at all. So those
and staying safe, like, yes, I get it. It feels comfortable, but staying safe or staying consistent rarely gets you to the next goal or that next place or space that you're trying to get into.
Yeah. Now let's talk a little bit about personal brand, because like, even in like the corporate space, there's still an importance of a personal brand. And especially in entrepreneurship, personal brand is huge, but that plays such a integral part in the career growth for women, that I think, you know, you can't overlook that aspect of it. Even if, like I said, even if you are in corporate, you have to build your personal brand, because you're not going to be there forever.
Right.
And so you need to kind of like future-proof yourself, if you will.
Yeah. So to me, I would say definitely in my corporate side, and I bring this to entrepreneurship as well, but I'm ultimately just me. Like, I'm very honest, you know, I'm not the one to sugarcoat just to make someone happy or to make it. I'm going to say no for the outcomes of our patients. This is what makes the most sense based on XYZ said data. And honestly, when it comes to Anchor, my corporate experience literally pours into my entrepreneurship, right? Because I'm speaking life into these women who have these desires. I can't show up scared, right? And so the biggest way that I've made my personal brand, again, in my corporate career, is just being myself, being authentic, wearing the hot, you know, I have like this wonderful hot pink suit that I just love.
I love it.
It's very professional. You know, I just tone it down with like a black shirt or white shirt or whatever, but it's like, you know, or I have like these red pants that I remember I used to question. I'm like, oh, is this too much? Are people going to see me? I'm like, Kiara, look, you stand out enough anyway. So just do it and own it. And that's what makes you memorable, you know, not when you're trying to fit in with everyone else and what everyone else is doing. And then when it comes to Anchor, I'm bold, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you like it is, but let me clarify what I mean by that is I'm going to be very honest. Again, I'm not one to sugarcoat. And I realize that especially in entrepreneurship, stories are what makes it stick for your client. So if you have that relatable story, if you're honest, if you're sharing your story, not that you have to share every detail and so forth, but when you're able to make that connection with your clients, like that is what people remember, right? So I would say those are just in relationships. Like I'm very, very big on, especially as I grow in my own brands, really strategic about my relationships, but they have to make sense. Like I don't care to be everyone's LinkedIn friend, you know, nowadays, right? It's like, okay, is this someone who can help me or I can help them, right? And we're in the same industry or realm or something to that effect. But I think especially as women, sometimes we can underestimate our network and just those relationships, whether it's entrepreneur from the entrepreneur side or from the corporate side.
You know, I wanted to touch on your bright pink suit jacket because, okay, for one, I love it.
Yes.
It's on
I
your
love
site,
it.
it's on your social, right? But
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of other women do something similar to that, where they wear like a bold jacket or a bold
Yep.
shirt or bold pants, and they use it strategically for their visibility and for networking, because what they've said, I haven't been bold enough to do it yet. Maybe I'm gonna have to find me something bold.
Yeah, we're gonna have to
But
find you some color, you know, some bright,
I
bold color. Or you could do a
know,
bold lip. I know some people do that as well too.
girl. But what they'll say is like it makes it easier to network, because when they walk in a room, especially if like maybe they're a little more reserved or
Sure.
introverted, people come up to them instead
Yeah.
of them having to go up to people. And so some people are like, yeah, I'm better with conversations when somebody starts a conversation with me. So it's
Yeah.
like, that's pretty brilliant. You know, when you use that tactic or that strategy to build your personal brand and your visibility and make
Yeah.
it easier for you to communicate and network with people, I'm like, yeah, now I'm gonna have to
Yeah.
find me something.
Yeah, let's figure out what your favorite color is. But no, I mean, honestly, like despite me wearing black today, I love color and I think it just really it to me it almost gives me a different type of energy to go into the
True.
room. I don't have a problem going up to people. I mean, I will say the older I get and just the more energy I have to pour into my son, you know, the more, you know, I'm just very strategic nowadays. But I just feel like a different energy. And I'm like, yes, like, let me take this room, even if I'm there for 30 minutes and not the full event or something. And it makes me remember, I was like, oh, wait, who was that? Oh, yeah, you had the beautiful
Oh, I
pink
love it.
suit. It's like, yes, that was me.
Okay, so let's shift gears and let's talk about wealth, because I know that's one of the other strategic pieces of what you do, is helping women build wealth. So what are some of those steps or like things that they need to think of, or ways to build wealth? What is it that you coach them on so that they feel like they can have that wealth in their business?
Yes, and this will go, I don't care if you're in corporate or if you're an entrepreneur, it goes for both ways. The biggest thing, so when I do start my coaching, I do start with some exercises that help us unveil your money story and maybe some of that money trauma or maybe not, maybe good habits that also came from your childhood. But the first thing I always tell people, the exercise I love to do, let me back up. The first thing I tell people is know your numbers, right? And it's like, okay, everyone says that, all the gurus are saying that, but truly understand and know your numbers. What do I mean by that? After we kind of dig through your money story, I do an exercise that I absolutely love. And I'm like, hey, just roughly tell me what you think your budget is, how much you're spending on Chick-fil-A for the kids, and all that kind of stuff. And then what I do is a 90-minute session, and we sit. Obviously, there's a level of trust that is built at this time. And we go through the last 3 months of your transactions. And I literally take, we write down every number. So it's not what you thought it was, it's what it literally was. What did you
Actually,
spend?
yeah.
Your actuals. And it is mind blowing. And then I just have them pause and I'm like, is this reflective of your values, your goals, and all of that? Because especially in today's society, what you could swipe, you can tap the phone, like that, you don't feel that money leaving your hands as much as like dollars and so forth in the past. And so for me, it's a very simple exercise, but I say know your numbers. And I am just amazed at how many people either tell me like, oh, my partner handles the money, and or I don't want to look. I don't want to look. And I'm like,
Gross.
but how do you get to the other side of whatever your goal is, you know?
Yeah.
So I start there. And then it truly becomes personal because, you know, your goals might not be my goals. Maybe my goal is to scale and, you know, your goal is to maintain or grow a group program or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And then I create a customized strategy for them that feels like good to them, right? It doesn't feel restrictive. I know some people don't like the word budget, spending plan, you know, we could call it whatever you want to. But I really, so, and that's why I like to coach on both because your finances ultimately influence your career and vice versa. Your career influences your finances. So why would you think about them separately beyond salary negotiation? Because that's what we usually think of when we think of money in our career. And so I sit with them and I'm like, okay, well, now we know the real, right? We've looked at your numbers. We know your actuals. Let's look at your goals again. And let's create a plan that feels in alignment with you and that feels good and that you know that is sustainable. Let's not say, okay, you're going to save $50,000 in a week. I mean, maybe some people can do that. Great. But realistically, you know, when I'm working with busy moms who are parents and are children of aging parents, you know, that's the biggest thing. Their money's kind of going all over the place. And so that's where I start and create a custom plan that's in alignment with their career goals and their personal financial goals.
Love that. What about mindset shifts? Do you, like, I know you talk a lot about like, let's dive into the story or the history. Like, is there one mindset shift that you find is common with your clients, either in the corporate or the entrepreneur space that they're like, okay, we need to make this shift in your mindset?
Yeah. I deserve this.
Yeah.
And it seems so simple, but truly, I mean, even I have lots of entrepreneur friends who are like, maybe I should sit out. Like my child is, you know, for going in daycare or sports, or, I mean, listen, as we know, as parents, your child at every state, it's a different thing. There's always something. So don't let that be the block for you. And just really, you know, I always ask a simple question too. Why did you start this? Or why do you want to be in this career? What is that drive? What is the why behind that? And remembering that. And then it's like a little light bulb goes off and you constantly have to remind yourself of that too. I mean, I have to do it as well. But it's like, why did I start Anchor? I started Anchor because I was struggling with the ambition, being an ambitious woman. And then now I'm taking on this identity of mother, right? And how do you blend those together? So it's like, keep going. So telling yourself, I deserve this, and then reminding yourself of the why are two of the biggest, most simplest I shouldn't say simple, but things that you can begin to tell yourself. And then over time, you start to believe it, you start to embody it, you start to feel it, and then you start to actually do it.
I love that. Kiara, it has been amazing chatting with you, learning from you, hearing your story, and the amazing work that you're doing with these women entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Yeah, this is so fun. Thank you. The time always flies by.
I know. I mean, I feel like every time, you know, I have these interviews, it's almost like, you know, you make a new friend and you build this connection.
Yes.
That's what podcasting is about. It's not just about, you know, marketing or content or visibility. It's networking and relationships.
Yeah.
It's so important. So thank you for taking the time to tell us, you know, what you do and who you do it for and how you help. And I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is great, Tori.
So if women listening are interested in working with you or want to just connect with you, where can they go to reach out?
Yeah, find our Instagram handle is The Anchor Co. So that's TheAnchorCo at Instagram. And then our website is just www.anchorco.com.
Awesome. Thank you again. It's been so amazing talking to you.
Have a great day.